We've got a dark elf or blood elf over here.
Human.
Obviously human. We got a goblin.
A goblin.
Dude, she's Asian, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah. So what would I be? I would be like a...
Pandarian?
Panda.
Pandaren, yeah. Wow, racist.
Panda barn.
Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast. With Ender's Logic, Blopsy. And your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. Hey. I'm here with Chad.
That's me.
Emilio.
Hello.
Chi.
Konnichiwa.
And, of course, myself, Bobby. Got the whole crew here today. We just got done playing some Overcooked, ready to get started.
That was fun. That was a blast.
We had so much fun. We had to have little meetings in between each, because we weren't getting all the stars that we wanted.
We had to break it down.
Yeah, we played for like an hour, and we played two levels.
Yeah.
There were like, I need more meat. Give me the meat. Stop handling the
meat. I think we were strategizing. We were strategizing, yeah. And I'm like, Chad, can you handle your meat?
Yeah, there's plenty of meat references.
You know what's funny? When we were doing the order ups, I would call out order up, even though it doesn't help anybody. I think it just sounds nice that we fucking
yeah. I think,
one
yeah.
place.
I think you just want to yell out order up and yeah. wear chef's hat.
That's yeah. true.
Doesn't everybody.
Yeah. Hey, well, if you haven't played that game and you have people to play it with.
Fucking do it. It's
you're
awesome.
You're stupid for not doing it.
Oh, and Clown Lotion, as I presumed, did play with the family and did love it.
So oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he said it was a great recommendation. I just wanted to give a shout out to all our military listeners. It seems like we have a lot of them. Emu
yes,
Killer,
do.
Mobius, Clown Lotion. You know, basically we're better than sitting in a room doing nothing, you know, on their downtime while they're out there. So
just barely, though.
Just barely. So I want to give a shout out to all you guys. Thanks spreading the word out in the military.
Thank you.
We're sending out a care package to Emu Killer. He said the best thing that happens while you're in deployment is receiving things. So we're just dumping all those Warcraft toys on him. So
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And double shout out to Mobius for giving me his account access to Star Citizen, which I will be playing next week.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
At what point are we at the Star Citizen launch?
I don't think anybody knows.
So it's still in early access, though, right?
Yep.
Okay.
But it's one of those games that I think are always going to be in early access. I don't even know if a release date is even like on the horizon yet.
Yeah. But are we still excited for Star Citizen? We are, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Were we ever? I don't know.
No, man,
I
think it was really
early on,
there was a lot of big talk about it, but I don't know. It's always, after that, it kind of became this thing that was just like, I mean, it's almost like the game is already out. You know, you don't really expect a huge release.
That's why I think when we were talking about Elder Scrolls coming out just right as it's ready, I think games should just start doing that. But a game like this is so big and so massive, it needs a lot of community feedback. So I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't happen like Killing Floor 2, where I don't think their release is going to be... Did they have their official release?
I don't think so.
Soon, right?
I think I saw it on the upcoming in September or October.
I always felt like that game was already out.
It's been in
early access.
It was
pretty quickly when it
forever.
Came out in early access.
Mm. Yeah, it was very fleshed
Thanks
out.
Thanks a lot, Google, for telling us the release date is 2016. Literally.
Very accurate.
A year.
Let's see if it's officially released.
That's the tactical response update.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think it had...
There it is, early access still.
Yeah, early access.
But it is supposed to be coming in like the next month or two, so I don't think they're going to get a huge spike out of it. But then again, they had a huge spike at the beginning, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess it depends on the type of game.
I'll make it to front page, it'll do just fine.
Yeah,
and then just being on the front page is worth it. I mean, it gets you so much.
For sure.
Do you think all those shitty little games that... So how do you get on that front page? You must pay, right? You think
no.
they pay a higher percentage?
Being on the inside, I know for a fact that Steam will not take money. Their marketing does not work that way.
So who?
Well, because there are some games get the whole banner ad. So like Human or Mankind Divided had
that's
a whole
paid.
Banner ad. See why is
Steam
that?
Steam does not do that.
Who chooses?
They do it based on lots of things. Based on the how well they think they're going to do. Their concept is they want to put stuff up that's going to sell. And so if they think they're because when you sell, they make money.
There's some pretty terrible games that are put up there, though.
I know, but...
Well, there's stuff that's on your curator list. So those are things coming up based on the games that you played and the games that you wish-listed. Like, those are recommendations.
But what
we're
also,
all talking about the number one big thing that scrolls on its own,
the very
right?
top thing. Yeah.
Okay.
That you can't... There's no way to pay money to contribute to your visibility on Steam.
Okay, yeah. Right now...
But if you do a sale, you'll get up there. Like, right now, we got 75% off of Stardock.
Yeah, correct.
So this is Steam trying to make the most money they can.
But they want it to be a free enterprise place. They don't want to restrict... They don't want the concept to be you pay money, you show up. So the guys that can't pay money can't show up. They want it to be a...
Exactly.
But, like, right now, there's a game called, in particular, Thanatos, which is an MMO, Asian MMO, like, and has... It's another one of these free games that comes out that's an MMO that are terrible and everybody votes it down right away. Why is that up there? Like, how is Steam? It's free to play.
So what you don't know is that some of those things are directed to people. Like, that. Just because you're seeing it doesn't necessarily mean other people are seeing it.
Right.
And there's also
that's
ways...
What Bobby was just saying.
There's also ways that publishers can... You can say, I want to have a marketing round. You get a certain amount of these marketing rounds, so you can actually say, "Hey,
I want to have
a marketing round, and it'll kind of show up more prevalent in different things." And then you can work with Steam and say, "Hey, we've got a big patch coming out this week."
I think you're right though, because Chad or Bobby's layout is that's totally different games than the ones that I saw. All of his involved Barbie.
Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe it only does the games that you don't already have. I don't know. Have you noticed that? Because those games I was seeing up there, I didn't own any of them, and that's
unusual. I could have sworn, like, when
unless it's
No
something
Man's
huge,
Sky, I still saw No Man's Sky.
Yeah,
you do.
If it's a big game like XCOM 2, like it'll still show up there. But for the most part, all those banner ads are games I don't own.
Yeah, but I think.
And or personalized and catered to the actual Steam user. I think that the part that isn't personalized and or catered to or curated, I would say, is the pop-up ad. That when you open up Steam, there's a four-page pop-up. I think that is, that's pre-composed for everybody. That
the only time I ever
Steam.
Get... To, yeah, you're right. I think it's the same for everybody. It's almost like a news ad. Or a weekly like advertisement or whatever. The only time I ever see that one is when I have to restart Steam because of an update.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Oh no, I see it every time I load up because
I know. But he says
why do you close down?
He never closes down Steam.
I shut down my computer.
Yeah, he never restarts his computer. Mm-hmm. I need to start doing that though because I've noticed if I leave it up for a couple days, I'll get a thing where my monitor just goes black screen and I have to restart my computer. I think something.
I'm having some problems too, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe we have something on our network. Hey, Bobby, if you know you're on certain websites, even not just porn, it does happen on porn, but at the Chive too, it'll take me to one of those funky websites where it's like you need
dude,
to call.
The Chive is a porn site. Like it has all sorts of viruses and shit on that. Stop going to the Chive.
I don't know. It's worth it.
I don't know. I don't go to the Chive that often, so I really don't know if that's like a. Compromise site or if they have really aggressive advertising. I know there's a site that everybody in HOTS uses called HOTSlogs.com, and it's because Blizzard never did this, somebody took it upon themselves to allow users to upload all their replays and then build a ranking system like so you can see what your MMR is and where you stack up against other people. And that site has recently been accused of just this really aggressive advertising, and it's not the guy's fault who runs the site. It's like he just has an advertising deal set up with someone, and the people he has it set up with, they happen to have they have ads on rotation. Different ones are always coming in, and some of those ads in particular happen to be malicious and giving people problems. So, you know, even a site like the Chive, I mean, it is possible that you get some shit from there.
Yeah, I thought everybody, pretty much everybody that is technologically in touch. It uses no script, but apparently that's not the case.
A lot of people use AdBlock Plus, AdBlock Edge. Yeah. Okay. And that's decent. NodeScript is pretty hardcore, but
I'm not talking about ad. Well, I don't know if it's where it takes you to another site and
it redirects.
Says you need to call Microsoft and you can't close down the window and you can't close.
Yeah, NodeScript stops that. Mm-hmm. You literally.
Gotcha. That could be that something you got somewhere else, though. Does that only pop up when you go to the Chive?
Yeah, the Chive, I think, is the only place.
Can you browse Chive on mobile?
Yeah, I can.
I would just recommend doing anything.
I'm even more scared on mobile Chive, because
do it on mobile.
I don't. If something happens on my phone, I'm just literally fucked.
But I've never heard anybody's phone being compromised.
I feel like hackers.
It's definitely happening now.
Hackers primarily do they code to hack phones versus?
I think you'll see the rise of this in the next couple of years because there's so much info on people's phones nowadays. If you can get into a phone, you can get somebody's life.
Shout out to Spooky Ghost who made the fappening happen.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, let's get to some games, shall we?
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about games coming out this week. The big one, of course, being Legion, World of Warcraft, the new expansion. We talked a little bit about this in the prior weeks. I mean, I guess I'm excited for it. I haven't even touched any Legion content, but I have been playing WoW.
What level are you now?
I started a new character on another server with some friends, and I'm now 89 on that priest. And this will be the last time I ever level a character. Now that you can just buy 100 boost for $60, that's so worth it. I mean, to level a character 0 to 100, you're looking at, what, 40, 50 hours?
But 40 and 50 hours are fun.
Yeah, I don't think leveling is fun. I disagree. I'm so sick of it. And what I found out, what someone pointed out to me, is you can level a lot faster if you just do the invasions that are going on, which are these like events going on around the world. You show up, you kill a bunch of guys, it takes about 15, 20 minutes, and you get probably a level out of it. What I've learned after that is that if you leave right before the event ends and then come back into the area, the whole thing restarts. So it's just been a grind of doing that. And it's going quick, but it's very boring. So I'm looking forward to just getting to 100 and getting to some endgame content. I don't know. Anytime I want to get another character, I'm just going to boost him up to 100.
And we'll go down. We'll cover this at the listener question part of the podcast. But Bobby, like, you are trying to do it as quickly as possible, so of course it's grindy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you said, I'm not going to do it as quickly, but I'm going to have fun doing it. Like, you can do the quests,
Bobby,
or you can do five-mans.
Are you also solo playing, or are you leveling up with another person?
For the most part, it's solo. It's hard to level up with somebody else because
scheduling.
Well, you jump levels so quickly. So I have a chance to play tonight. I'm going to jump a couple levels. This person doesn't have a chance until tomorrow, but I'm not around, so he'll play when he can. You really don't get to the point where you can consistently play together until you hit that cap, and then you can raid dungeons and do whatever.
Yeah. Is Shadow Priest still a thing?
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're running?
No, I'm Discipline, which apparently is the new way to go if you are healing.
Disc Priest, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever played Rift?
Yeah.
The MMO?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, we played Rift.
In reference to the world events in Legion, I have never played Legion myself. Are they similar to the world events in...
I didn't pay any attention to the story in Rift. I think Emilio played a lot more than me.
Well, in Rift, even in the very early stages, you would just go across the map and there would be an area where an actual event would be happening. Rift would spawn and select monsters. And if you eliminate all those select monsters or do whatever task necessary to close that rift,
yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Bonus experience.
Warhammer had that
and
too.
Rewards.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Guild Wars 2 as well would have these random events going on. You can join up with other people and everyone kind of congregate.
Yeah, the pre-Legion event is very similar to Rift.
Okay.
These things, these like invasions happen in specific zones.
Yeah.
And if you bring up the map, you can see on the map where the invasions are happening. So you can go and these giant creatures are spawning and it takes groups of people to kill them.
Those are awesome.
I know Final Fantasy 14 did a little bit of that concept too when I played that MMO.
I like those games because I like those events because like everybody rushes together you have to work together, and everybody wants to work together. Actually, I think Warhammer did it really well. Yeah,
oh, Warhammer is whoever really good at that.
Whoever contributed the most got the biggest loot chest.
So you were playing against each other, but cooperatively.
Yeah, you were helping as hard as you could. Yeah,
I was a mage in Warhammer, and I love those because I would roll in, do my AOE, and always come out on top with the reward chest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and speaking of which.
And they were like tiered, right? So one thing would happen, and then when that was done, then a harder, and then eventually the boss spawned.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they were like kind of group quests, like everybody was trying to do them. The first thing was always like everybody had to collect 100 of these things, and then the next thing was you had to beat 10 of these mini bosses, and then the final one was like you had to beat a giant boss at the end.
I was trying to explain it to Sam how, like, she's like, oh, Warframe is kind of like WoW, right? That it, like, she confused the two, and I was like, no, and then I was trying to kind of get into it. Is WoW the last great MMO? Probably is, right? I think they had their time, and that's pretty much
kind of like the first and the last.
It's kind of funny for you to say this because, like, WoW is still going on, so you can't say it's the last because.
Well, it's dwindling, though.
I know, but that doesn't. I personally think there's only room for one good MMO going on at any time.
Not because, good, but successful.
But what I'm saying is, when WoW dies, there will be enough people that are interested in MMOs that another one will kick off. So you saying the last great MMO, I think it will just be one good MMO that goes from game from game to game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like the only way they can revive WoW is if they completely obliterate it now, cut off all the servers, but start a whole new MMO world. Very similar in concept, almost identical in concept. But somewhere where the slate is entirely clean.
Well, that was the plan with Titan, wasn't it? Project Titan.
And which ended up being Overwatch.
Yeah, well, they scrapped it and took the remains and made Overwatch.
Which leads us back to our conversation last week about the Overwatch story and why we're not getting the whole story. Yeah, they probably had they probably had a whole world developed.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, there's stuff in news about that.
Okay, cool.
But the last thing, just a little tangent. Back in EverQuest, way back in EverQuest, they had these events, but they were mega rare and, like, never happened. And it was not planned thing like these other games. Every once in a while, something super rare would spawn. And sometimes it was a developer that would take control of a god and come down to Earth and, like, wreak havoc and stuff. Anyway, one of these times, a treant appeared where it shouldn't have been. It was this huge one. It was a god one. And everybody in the server was fighting it all at once. And people were kiting it, blah, blah, blah. And out of maybe the 100 people that threw themselves at this, I got the kill. It's not about who does the most damage, it's about whoever gets the last tick.
Back when EverQuest was around.
Yeah, so I got this staff, and I was like, wow, I got this staff, this super rare staff. And the druid, he messaged me personally. He goes, how much do you want for it? And I was like, I don't know. What's it worth? And then I asked my friends, and ended up selling it for $100 right there on the spot on eBay.
I would have taken more than 100.
Yeah. It wasn't BOP, buying on pickup?
No, there was no such thing.
No, no such thing back then.
EverQuest there was no Soulbound in EverQuest.
Yeah.
So, back to Legion. I'm very interested. I've pre-ordered. Bobby's very interested. He pre-ordered, right, Bobby?
Well, he pre-ordered so he could have a horsey around.
Fellstalker, different than a horse.
Yeah, get it right.
Oh, sorry.
It's a what, Bobby? Legion, but I never dabbled.
Fellstalker?
I mean, no, it's a Fellstalker.
Oh, sorry.
Does it have flames coming out of it?
Yeah. What is it? I'm sure.
No, you know, it's actually the same mount you actually get in World of Warcraft when you pre-purchase.
Do you get to name your mount at
Not
all?
Not in Heroes of the Storm.
No.
But, all right, you two guys, interested, Legion, are you...
That's an MMO, correct?
Yeah, correct.
I have not played Legion, but my brothers have dabbled, and they seem to like it. It's not an early release?
Parts of it are. You can play the Demon Hunter. They're doing the invasions.
Yeah, so they've been playing. They've been leveling. I think I've seen some screenshots, and it's really up to them. When it comes to MMOs, I only play them for my social circle.
Okay.
So if my immediate gamer group is playing an MMO, I will follow.
Okay, I've never been closer to paying for WoW in probably 3 years.
Because Bobby and Chad are playing it a lot?
Just in general, it just seems like a good time to get
it. You know, I don't... It is. I mentioned 2 weeks ago I was thinking about canceling my subscription. Like, I played a ton of it, and then I was over it. But now I think I'm at the point. I mean, it's $15 a month. Not that much. Big deal. You know, yeah. Like, I might as well keep...
We'll cover this again in listener questions.
Oh, yeah. Not the 13-year-old bucks. Me wasn't saying
I know.
That
it's not about the money with when this I was game. Younger. But it is something that... Because a lot of the games I play are so competitive and they're exhausting. And sometimes I just, like, it's late, I'm tired, I'm not going to perform my best in, like, Heroes of the Storm. So, like, I know I'm just, okay, I'll spend an hour, play a little WoW before I go to bed. It's kind of like relaxing.
Yeah, and then it's 7 o'clock and the sun's coming up. Yeah, that's what happens with me. I'll just play an hour of WoW and then I'll be like, next, one more quest, one more level. One more fucking thing, and then
God, everybody must be sick about us talking about. Yeah, WoW. Let's move on.
What do you mean? You guys what do you think next week's going to happen when Legion actually does come out?
Yeah,
well, no,
sorry, folks.
Guys, I still haven't graduated college, so I'm not going to get back into MMOs until I get my 4-year degree. So.
No, Legion's going to be a blast. You're going to get into it. Everybody's going to get into it.
So if you don't,
but then again, I said this about Warlords of Draenor. So,
if you don't want to play a 13-year-old game that some people can't decide whether it's good or fun or too expensive, I'm going to tell you about a AAA title that's 100% free. It's that good. I downloaded Warframe. Yes, Bobby? Yes, no, Bobby?
I love how this is just building up. Yep. Like, this is just, like, you're really laying it on thick. Yeah. You're rolling out the carpet.
Do you want a AAA title that's free that you've never heard about?
He wants
Click
to build
here.
His own guild, guys. Yeah. He wants to build his own guild.
Okay.
No, I'm excited to hear about Warframe because I have played this game, and it was probably about a year and a half ago. And it seemed very...
I was building up. I had a crescendo.
I know. That's why I gotta tear it down a little bit. I'm bringing
you
us back down.
You just literally ninja'd your introduction to Warframe.
It's Warframe,
ninjas,
yes.
Explosions, volcanoes. It's Warframe? My sweaty balls?
Oh, my gosh.
I will take It's Warframe for 400. All right.
Okay, continue on your
No,
your
my
journey.
Thunder's been stolen.
What
Go
title
on.
Is this? Absolutely. This sounds amazing. Tell me
well,
more.
I'm glad you asked, Chad. I'm glad you clicked on my banner app.
How many easy payments of $9.99 will it take me to play this?
So for absolutely free, okay. But I think you need to have a pretty decent rig because these are some of the best graphics I've seen this year.
There's sparkles and blooms everywhere.
Chad
Not Orlando's.
Chad said
blooms.
That the bloom effect is too much for him. I particularly love the lighting in this game. The graphics are top tier. Not just that, but the character design and everything. This is supposed to be, I don't even know what you are, some sort of AI or something?
You're supposed to be, I think, a sentient robot that is...
That can change bodies, I guess.
And they have a name, right? They're called Tenos or Tanos.
Tenno.
But
I don't know. The story is
But what
ridiculous.
I'm trying to get at is you're dealing with aliens and alien technology or super, super futuristic stuff. And so it's okay for it to look super alien. And the character design is not similar to anything that I've seen before. I thought that was one of the most unique things. It's not giant dudes with huge muscles. It's all these weird kind of like mushroom-tripped kind of weird-shaped things. I really like that. The controls are on point, so crisp, so clean.
The parkour is really cool on this
You
game.
Can parkour. You kind of have to. Well,
Double
to move
jump, a, wall jump, climbing walls.
Slide, jump, slide. Jump, slide, attack. Like
bullet times, bullet time slow down.
I feel like I'm playing the movie The Matrix when I'm playing this, but with aliens in it. It's free. We put in, 3 hours maybe?
No, we've done more than that.
Okay.
Whatever. We're level 10 right now.
Okay, well, we're level 10. I've had no inclination to spend money. I don't even know where to spend money yet. I'm sure it's there.
You spend the money getting the other Tenos, the other classes,
Frames.
So to speak.
Yeah.
But the thing about this game is, so you're a class. So I'm doing the Excalibur class, which is kind of sword-based. And he's doing, you're doing what?
Telekinesis.
Yeah, telekinesis class. It only applies when you do your abilities, and your abilities are used so minimally.
So far.
So far that because it's basically a it's a third person shooter. You're shooting and doing melee, right? Like,
yeah.
For the majority of the time, you're just shooting, running and gunning and shooting. And
this
stuff.
Is the PC's Destiny. I don't know if you guys know are familiar with Destiny, but it's very similar to that, I think. But, gee, look what I'm talking about. Look at how this guy looks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like other games. Look at his body is super weird.
It's very much...
It's got bird feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like chicken.
It's got some alien cyborg, you know, appearance to it all. Graphically, beautiful.
It's
And that's how the game looks.
This is one of those games, don't get me wrong, I like it. I think it's very pretty. It's definitely got a too cool for school kind of feel to it. You know what I mean? Like...
But if you were in a galactic warfare, you don't think that
you just can't be a guy. You got to be the fucking cyber ninja. What did you call yourself? You felt like a robotic ninja elf or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
That's pretty cool. Because
he's got this bow. His primary weapon is a bow. So he's shooting this like bow and is sticking people to the wall. But he's a ninja because he's climbing against walls. But he's still a robot. So... Yeah. I don't know what's going on here. It just feels a little too cool for school. But
that's your only slight.
But I enjoy the game, for sure. It's very... I like this game because it's 10-minute chunks. And your missions are 10 to 15 minutes. Very clean, very... not easy, but very manageable. So you can do these 10-minute chunks and have a blast. And then get back in, talk to your buddies, do whatever. Work on your guy, and then do these 10-minute, 15-minute chunks again. So right now, we're having a blast playing it, and it's free, there's no real downside to doing it, you know?
Yeah, you know, in 5 years, maybe No Man's Sky is going to be this impressive, but this has had...
That's the box quote.
Yeah, yeah.
This has had 5 years or more of, let's see,
2013.
Three years of development.
Yeah.
Because they put out updates like constantly.
I played this when it first came out, and the game I played this week is nothing like the game I played 3 years ago.
But let's be clear
about
what exactly you're doing in this game. You are entering instances like dungeons.
Correct. It's similar to Guild Wars 1, where
you go into an instance, you mow through a bunch of bad guys, you're like a boss at the end.
Yep.
And
most fun about most MMOs. I don't like
it's
running.
Similar to,
I don't like farming.
Yeah.
There's no running.
I had to do it.
There's no running to store and back to the store and to the quest master. You're in your spaceship, you're fighting, you're in your spaceship.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But then you finish this dungeon or this instance, you get gear, you get some sort of loot, and
that's
then
the
you
best part
save
too.
That up.
So it's not random loot. You're not getting a bunch of shit you don't want. Well, you kind of are, but you melt it down and build what you do want.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you always feel like you're progressing towards something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is the game, progression. I don't think it ever ends.
Yeah, and this is an MMO, and we are relatively early on in this, so...
I might be bored with this by next week.
Yeah, exactly.
That could totally happen.
But right now... We're having 5-6 hours. We've had 5 or 6 hours of fun with this game, and it's been free.
And constantly, I'm like, I even called because we were playing with Lab Monkey the other day too. I was like, dude, I'm probably 3 times. I was like, guys, come look at this. Like, this is worth you guys come stop fighting, and this is how awesome this looks.
Yeah,
but
it's also really cool. The way the grouping mechanism work is you can set what sort of grouping mechanism you want. You can have like public, you can have friends only, you can have private. So when you go into a mission, if somebody else wanted to go into that mission too, you guys just pop in together. You don't have to talk. It doesn't have a whole lot of tactics to it. You guys are just running around, shooting, working together to just get through the mission.
But I feel like we are definitely building up towards that.
Yeah.
Like in the first 5 missions, I never used my special. At the last one we did, we were doing those drills. I had to use it.
Yeah, and then we were dying. We started dying a bunch.
Yeah, so I don't know. The reason that I'm so amped about this game is because it sat there. You see it month after month.
What prompted you to play this week?
Honestly, because I was listening to the PC Gamer podcast, and this is
the second time
that I've heard one of the main developers be on there, and she's so enthusiastic, and you can totally... see that she loves the game, and every time she's on there, she's talking about this huge update. And I bought it full hook, line, and sinker. Like, this girl, this is her passion. This woman, this is her passion, and I believe it. So let me see what she's talking about. And then, I mean, there's so many times I almost downloaded this. And this time I finally did, and it so exceeded my expectations. I'm not saying this is the greatest.
That would be exceeded for the layman.
I'm not saying this is the greatest game ever made. I'm saying this is 15 steps higher than I thought it was going to
be.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Knock my socks off for a free-to-play kind of ordeal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, exceeded your expectations.
And that's what I'm talking about.
I browse through Twitch a lot, and this was on the main page, and I watched someone play Warframe for just a little bit, but he spent a lot of time in his menus, so I didn't actually get to see most of the gameplay. But just from the graphics and now knowing that it's actually a free game, I can see total appeal.
Okay. Well, if you want to play, let us know. We'll play.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Bobby, any interest?
Yeah, I'd check it out again.
Okay. You have played it before, early on when it first came out.
Yeah, I'd give it another shot. And I think I went into it with kind of the wrong mentality, too. Like, I wasn't really excited about playing the game, so it didn't hook me right away. And I maybe ran two instances and was like, nah.
I think you were by yourself.
We could totally do this co-op night.
It was a friend of mine who plays a lot of this, actually. He's got hundreds of hours in this game.
I think when this game came out, people didn't really understand the concept of this third-person shooter co-op MMO kind of game.
Might have been ahead of its time.
Yeah, so I think when it first came out, it was trying to fit into like the MMO space, but it was also trying to fit into the shooter space. I think people that have played Destiny then will come back around to Warframe. We'll kind of see Warframe in a new light, I think. So it was fun. I've been having a blast playing.
Cool. Bobby, Chad, you didn't have any highlights and lowlights this week?
Yeah, I played some Heroes of the Storm with Bobby. You want to talk about this?
Let me go first because I got three things. I played Mandagon. It was a free title on Steam. I beat it in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
Is this the one that's like Buddhist style?
Tibetan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw this and I heard it was good.
Yeah.
Only 10 minutes?
Yeah, it's about 10, maybe 15 minutes long. Very nice art style. You guys can see it here. This is, again, something I might point to in the future for beautiful 8-bit graphics. They did a great job of integrating what you're doing with tones. I wouldn't say it's music. It's just like something might chime when you do a certain action. Mm. And it's just integrated. It's kind of like when you're playing Bastion and you're like, oh, I just did something. And the guy just said I did that thing. That is awesome. This is the same thing, but almost with tones and chimes, kind of those religious like Buddhist things. Just a very calm, pleasant little 10-minute for free.
Does it have
well done, everybody?
Enemies, or is it more just exploratory? No,
it's just you have one place. You got to open this one door by doing 8 tiny little puzzles, kind of. And the only thing that I didn't like was your main character. I remember back in the day on PlayStation, they were like, oh, our new character model for this game has like X amount of polygons, and it was so much more than anything else in the game because it was the main focus. Like, you got to get the main dude right? Because that's what you're looking at. The main dude in this thing,
he looks like a box.
It's the worst thing in the game. Yeah, he's like a little owl. But I guess he's made of wood, so it kind of makes sense, but because he's a totem. But that's the only critique I have. I mean, it's free. If you just want to, it's almost like meditation.
I'm just kind of curious how something like this gets created, because somebody put a lot of work to just start this process. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they stop after 10 minutes of play. I'm just kind of, I'm confused how something like this gets around. They talk about variable costs versus fixed costs. I don't know if you guys know economics at all. So picture like when you're printing newspapers. The fixed cost of a newspaper is super high, but actually doing those individual papers are super cheap. That's why they like give away newspapers. You know what I mean? Because it literally costs them nothing compared to everything else. So newspapers has a super high fixed cost. A game like this, you have so much fixed cost. You had to like put together this thing and create the art for all this stuff. And so you've done all that, and then you get 10 minutes of play, and you give it away for free. I just don't understand how something like this gets made. Was this somebody's like senior project or something?
My opinion is, well, at the end of the game, you see a team of at least five guys. At least five guys were working on this. And this is my guess. I'm guessing this is kind of how you get your name out there these days.
Okay. Exactly. So this is kind of like a showpiece.
That's my theory.
Like put it on your portfolio.
Exactly.
Or deal. And
maybe.
And generally,
who's the developer, by the way, Bob?
The artists and creators that I know, they are completely passionate and obsessive about the work that they create. I mean, look at us, even ourselves, you know, podcasting, broadcasting, mm-hmm. me streaming. Like, I don't necessarily do it for a monetary gain, even though it's a benefit to doing what we do. And ideally, that's the goal. But we do it because we love it, and it's fulfilling in other aspects. And, yeah. and
wait till she finds
sure.
out about the hundreds of thousands yeah. of dollars we're sitting on
exactly.
per month.
Right.
The billions of dollars we're making.
Yeah.
No prenup, guys. You can't get rid of me.
So developers blind...
Got me taking something.
the developers Blind Sky Studios, which haven't done anything else on Steam, so maybe... Maybe this is, they've created a studio and this is kind of them showing them that they can do work.
Let me put it to you this way, Chad. Would you rather me give you $50,000 cash?
Okay. I'll take option one.
Or on your resume, an overwhelmingly positive game with 2,000 reviews on your portfolio?
It's
That's
true.
Worth more.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think I'd cash out.
Yeah. 50 grand?
Yeah, you know what? I'm good.
All right. So,
hey, Debbie Downer. I'm trying.
We literally talked about the game more than you played it. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to the next one.
Convoy, Bobby, you played this. I played this off of your account.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to fucking love it. I did not like
it. Oh, is this the one that he called kind of faster than light style?
It's heavily influenced by faster than light, except instead of a spaceship, you're a band of
convoy,
armor.
So to speak.
Yes, a convoy traveling across the wastelands. But
your spaceship crashed, and they're sending out, it's a huge spaceship, like millions of people.
Okay.
And it's sending out these convoys to go grab parts and bring them back. And the combat, Bobby, running into walls, were you constantly running into walls, or is that just me?
No, I got better at that.
I don't think I gave it enough time. I played this game for maybe 10 minutes.
It gives you warnings when something's coming
up. I saw,
the
warning
sign.
Marks, yeah.
So, yeah, you gotta
was it Battletoad style?
No, 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 no. Because you can actually
when you jump on the little hover bike.
Yeah, exactly.
You can pause the game. So it's not, you don't even have to react that fast.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of stuff going on. What I did like is one of the times I hit an enemy with an EMP right when I knew a wall was kind of up and he ran into it. But personally, I didn't like this game very much, unfortunately.
What prompted you to play this one?
I've always wanted to. I thought I was going to love it. I mean, FTL.
Yeah, and Bobby talked it up, if I remember correctly.
You liked it, Bobby?
I did like it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I played through one game, and it was kind of like on the easier mode, but then I never really went back to it.
I guess I didn't get... Maybe I didn't...
It doesn't
honestly
have the
played
same,
it under 10 minutes.
It doesn't have the same thing as FTL, where it doesn't matter that you didn't make it to the end. Like, each run is kind of its own enjoying thing. Like, it... I don't know. It doesn't have that same feel to it. It's similar as it is in a lot of ways. I feel like the end result, that the way the game makes you feel, is somewhat different.
Okay.
And we haven't brought this game up in a long time. I played it again this week, and it's still fantastic. I played Darkest Dungeon, and I just had a great time, and I'm going to continue playing it.
Okay, so I haven't played since basically they started doing new characters.
Right.
So I haven't played the Arbalest. Who else? The Cannoneer?
Arbalest might be my second favorite.
There's some, like, Cannoneer, right? Or something.
I haven't
like
seen the Cannoneer, and I haven't seen the...
Abomination.
But I have played the Houndmaster.
Did they level out the difficulty? Because that was one of the things, is it is so difficult.
It comes in waves, man. So this time around, I haven't lost one guy. I played five, six rounds. I killed the Swine Master.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's easier now.
Dude, you were talking about this this week, and it made me want to get back into
it. It's so much fun. Gee, this was our game of the year last year.
Oh, yeah. Really? Darkest Dungeon.
We also interviewed.
We don't like to talk about that interview.
Well, you were fine. Amelia was really drunk.
I was really drunk.
Oh, wait, I remember you referencing it.
You know when like when a boy is really excited to meet a girl? Uh-huh. And to calm his nerves, he has some alcohol, and maybe he over-imbibed.
That's not exactly what happened. We went to a barbecue and
drank too much.
He pulled
his dick out too soon.
He over-imbibed and got a little too drunk. Well, we really like this game, and so when Emil found out we were going to talk to one of the guys, he got a little over-eager. He pulled his dick out a little too early and ruined the whole thing.
It's true.
No means no.
I haven't listened to it to this day.
No. Hey, but before you guys move on to the next game that you're going to talk about, Emilio, I kind of have a challenge for you guys. There is a game that I recently downloaded that was free to play, since we're kind of coming off of that topic here. And I had already installed it, but I never loaded it. It's actually one of those fan-made Half-Life renditions where you run around with a gravity gun, and it's a really good nostalgic Half-Life piece. I think it started with a T, but it was recently released.
Was it free to play? I played this.
Yeah.
I covered it on the podcast. Right?
Did you really?
Yeah. This was before her.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it like a number, T-34 or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. It was the week before. I think it was really so. Right before you came on the podcast, I covered it. I think.
Oh, really?
I liked it. Did you play it?
I haven't played it.
It was something else. It wasn't just the portal gun. There was something else.
Yeah,
you can throw
gravity balls. Oh, yeah, and then you can rocket jump with them. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you don't remember the
older fashioned. I don't remember the name, and I feel bad I didn't do my homework, but I just
like
remember
it. It's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, I remember reading up on it.
My only problem was that I felt overpowered.
I'm ready to play this.
It's a mod for Half-Life, right?
Yeah, Half-Life 2 mod I would do. Maybe recent. Bobby's trying to find the
name. we're trying to look this up real quick.
Start talking the other game, chat, that you had.
Okay, I played Heroes of the Storm this week. And
I got to interject already.
Okay.
Our boy over here is trying to get to master, and you're trying to fuck it.
No.
I know you guys can have fun whatever.
No.
But dude, you're dragging him down. Like play HOTS with me. I don't know how to play.
I would love to. So we're three levels here.
Yeah.
Bobby is amazing. I'm normal, and you're terrible.
You're terrible, and I am.
Do you guys all play HOTS together? Idea. Where was I?
I've never played.
No, he's played before.
See, I played Dota 2. Okay, for me, I've played HOTS once, won that game. And I played
By
Dota
the way,
2.
It's very important
that
you guys know that
fairly
I won.
Well, so I would love to see how.
All
how
four me, of us should
how
play.
How I interpret
yeah.
how basically my gameplay.
You guys are probably on the same level. Like, I have a hard time controlling my character.
I don't know. Would we be
Amelia trying? Has no concept how to deal with top-down.
Yeah.
No concept.
Well,
Yeah.
I feel like me being Asian just gives me this, like,
yeah.
very
I didn't
small...
want to say that, but we were all thinking
yeah,
that.
Yeah. It's like games like StarCraft, you know, Dota 2.
Gee, what's your nationality again?
I'm a mutt. If anybody's curious.
No, what was it again?
We did an interview.
Southeast Asian mutt. My father is Vietnamese, but like a quarter Chinese.
Oh,
my
okay.
mother
so,
is half Thai, half Laotian. Yeah.
I just That's listened a to one. A comedian who I think has the same cut you do.
No way.
Yeah. She's really funny. Super funny. And she was saying
what's her name? Ali Wong?
Yeah, Ali Wong.
And how do I remember that?
She goes,
that girl's straight Chinese, isn't she?
No, she's
half and half. She goes, I'm half fancy Asian and half jungle Asian.
Yeah.
The fancy Asians host the Olympics. We host, or the jungle Asians host diseases.
Oh my gosh.
That was really funny.
Ali Wong is hilarious. I saw her pregnant.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, did I miss that? I must have missed it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah. It's good. Bobby was already playing video games with somebody when I said, can I join you guys? So I wasn't dragging him down. He was already playing with somebody.
Who do you know who you're playing? He could have been playing with somebody exceptional.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, no, they were Silver 5, at least one of them.
So. He was on his Gargamel account. So he wasn't like he wasn't on something good. So he was already just dicking around anyways. So he got
I'm
on.
Just saying Bobby's probably going to be nice and still play with you even if it's an
true.
Inconvenience.
It's true.
It's because video games can't ruin authentic friendships, am I right?
It's true. But
it's not true.
Well, we were just talking last week how he's trying to get the Master 1 or Master 3 or whatever.
That's also true. So anyways, there's four of us and we're playing. Two people are... Bobby is amazing. One person's good. Who is the good person? I forget.
Delirious.
Delirious. And then there was me, who is not good, but not bad. Adequate. I'm adequate.
Yeah. No, you actually did. Jed had some clutch plays, too. Awesome. I think this is the first time that you played where you didn't have those computer issues. Did that not happen?
That is one of my main reasons for... enjoying HOTS this week.
Bobby, I have a question. Did Delirious send you any personal messages while you were in group with Chad?
No.
Talking about his skill level or...
No. Delirious brought the Silver 5 into the group, so he didn't have... And he's not picky about who we play with. So.
Basically, the reason whispers were invented.
It's always funny because you can hear me typing, so whenever I start typing, people are like, what are you saying about me?
That's awesome.
So Silver 5 is not good, right?
You are right away. You're one step away from bronze, which is the worst.
So... Bobby is a very happy gamer, like very even keeled gamer.
That's one way of putting it.
Like he, you know, when we were playing, what was that game where you got the bomb and you got the defusal?
Oh
like,
yeah. We were 2 seconds from dying.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm sweating over here. It's 2 seconds from dying. Well, I figured that if I...
wow.
So Bobby... I know
so
Bobby...
He's a monotone gamer. Is that what you're saying?
Not monotone. Just very even
keeled. Monotone life.
Like, not highs, not lows. Just he will be having a good time. Everything's good. We could lose 6 matches in a row. Bobby's not going to be irate. Bobby this time was holding it together by a thread.
Were you being a dirty little feeder? What was going on?
No,
it wasn't a Chad.
It wasn't me.
Chad, I will say this: like Chad had some clutch plays. He started out playing a tank, and I was walking him through it because tank is what I play all the time. And he was doing okay. Then we put him on healer, and healer is really good for people who are new at the game because your job is easier and you. Hang in the back and you observe what the other players are doing. So you learn a lot as a healer. And I played a ton of healer in HOTS at first and I learned a lot from it. So he had some really good ancestrals on Rhaegar and I was playing a bruiser. So he was enabling me to like make the plays and we had a really good combo going.
Yeah,
but
it was fun.
We put the Silver 5 on tank. And the way I explain it to people is the tank, you're the balls, okay? The assassin is the dick. The tank is the balls, you know? Mm. The tank's got to have some big, veiny cojones up there. Like, he's got to step up. Mm-hmm. And this dude was not stepping up, and I'm like... trying to get him. Yeah, I mean, I should have recorded it because it doesn't do
you
justice.
Had a tentative, yeah. You had a tentative... not a tentative, but...
Well, Bobby's trying to shot
reserved
call.
Mm-hmm. Tank. Bobby's like, the tank should be run.
Bobby's trying to shot call because he's the expert. He knows what's going on. He's reading the flow of the map and knowing where they're going to be and what's going on, what's the next objective. So he's trying to get the tank to be out in front because the tank's got to be the tip of the spear. Yeah. And so he's trying, and the dude's, bless his heart, we were having a great time. I was having a blast. We did about 50%.
Could you imagine on a real battlefield the tanks being behind the infantry? Could you imagine?
That's not good. I mean, sometimes your infantry is running up ahead of the tank, and that's not good either. But I don't know. It's all about recognizing opportunity in HOTS, and especially because I play tanks so much that if I see somebody where they shouldn't be, I'm going to jump on that dude really quick. And like my assassins better be behind me ready to capitalize on that. You know, my dicks better be back there ready to fuck. So this dude was not stepping up.
Bobby with it.
I know.
But, I mean...
throwing the terms out.
Well, that's the thing. Can you really call... the tank, the balls, I get like in retrospect, you know, like, but
yeah, it's the other
balls
way around.
Are super sensitive. The tank they is can't the dick take a beating.
Because it penetrates and no. all of the.
This is why I say the tank
would be the vagina because the vagina is the.
No, this is why I say the tank
is the one that's taking
here.
The beating.
This is my reason. Because the tank is like a threat game. Like, you're the dude up there saying, like, you know, like, if you cross this imaginary line, like, I'm going to step in and get you. Like, you have to, as a tank, I know, like, if I show here, then this dude is either going to run or he's going to engage. You know, like, you just got to play mind games with people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the tank has to be, like, he has to just charge in sometimes.
Yeah, so instead of...
Yeah, but if you even tap balls, they crumble.
Yeah.
So
it's a metaphorical.
Instead of being
he's got big balls.
Yeah. Instead of being the balls, he was being a pussy.
Yeah.
Well,
he was
not going up to the front.
And what he said to me afterwards because he was getting frustrated with me. I'm like, all right, dude, well, you know, maybe I just need to articulate more. Like, okay, maybe I'm just not being clear of what I need as an assassin. My needs as an assassin. But he was saying, like, I feel like you're telling me, like, a million things to do. I'm like, dude, this is HOTS, bro. These games are 15 minutes. Like, the thing you need to do changes every second. If I see somebody show top lane and I see two bottom lane and we're five bottom lane, you better be on those two, like, in a second because that's a kill. Like, you know, you've got to be able to react based on...
You got to know it's 5v4.
Why didn't you switch the tank, Bob?
Because it's even worse being balls and no dick. Like, if I got these big ass balls and I'm stepping up on fools and there's no dick ready to fuck, then you're not going to have a good time.
The other thing with Heroes of the Storm is every day they give you a new quest. And a lot of times it's like three games with a specialist, which is cool because you're earning gold so you can buy characters. But at the same time, like, you don't actually get to play the characters you want to play until you're like four or five games into it because everybody's like, I got to play three games with a specialist. And then somebody else gets on and they're like, that's why I was playing the tank to start. Cause I had three games with the tank and then I have three games as a specialist. So I'm playing Sylvanas, which here's a little hint, squishy range characters and Ched playing them does not go well. So I managed.
I only play Sylvanas.
Sylvanas is super squishy. Doesn't have a great escape. But she can offlane push really well, and so Bobby's and Delirious is trying to talk to me and explain what's going. I didn't fuck it up completely, but obviously I was not contributing as I should have been. So that's what I'm saying with Heroes of the Storm. Like you're not really playing the characters you want to play until you're four or five games into it.
Yeah, and they're working on changing that. They've talked about how they don't like the questing system, but. You know, maybe one day that'll change. But I feel like it does force you to play outside your comfort zone and learn different things.
This is really fun to listen to. I have to jump in a game with you guys.
Yeah, you should.
So I remember in sex ed, what is that, sixth grade? Right?
Yeah,
fourth
I
grade,
guess.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they passed out all the flyers of like the penis and the balls. Mm-hmm. And
you're like, mine's not this big.
And they handed it all. No, the guy had a tiny penis. And what's funny is like the black guy in the group, like in our class, he's like, what the fuck? This dude's dick don't even go past his balls. Tore down the house. Like we all fell out of our chairs. I couldn't even breathe, dude.
That's what your fourth grade black student sounded like.
Oh yeah, they mature much quicker.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, no.
Voice.
So,
wow.
Well, speaking of playing HOTS with you guys, if you didn't catch it this last Wednesday, I did stream. I will be getting back into gaming, and I think all of us are going to try to shoot for co-op on Wednesdays, right?
No. Wednesdays are if we're having a meeting, we might as well co-op right after that.
Yeah. So I think Wednesdays, if I can commit to streaming, we'll have some great co-op and or VR games.
Cool.
I think that might be a good opportunity if you guys are down. It doesn't have to be everyone, but I can guarantee this Wednesday I'll be on gaming. So if anybody wants to jump in,
we
play co-op.
We have a Discord channel that's
and I was on waiting. It was all by myself.
I know. We got a Discord channel. We're trying to get more people into it. So
yeah, just join and kind of like hang out there, and you can hear when activity is happening, or you can see it.
And you can see who's playing what on Discord.
Yeah, that's also
at
cool.
all times.
Yeah. And I'll wrap this next one up really quickly.
Where do they get the link for the Discord, by the way?
Oh, Bobby, the one that you posted doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it changed. I don't know why, but I've set it so it won't change the link, but it keeps changing anyway. So I got to look into that, figure out what we can do to get a permanent link so it never does change.
Talk to Emu Killer because he has one that's permanent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check.
But until then, you can hit any one of us up on Steam.
And we'll give you the current one.
Join the DL Gaming Steam group, which should be easy to find.
The last highlight and lowlight was Rise, Son of Rome. Bobby plays this, played it extensively. He really liked it.
I played some of it as well.
When I first started playing it, I was like, oh, it's so nice to play something with good graphics. Because I play so many 8-bit graphics, like indie games and stuff. I'm like, this is so great. And I started playing it. I played it for probably 3 hours. And it's a good game. Don't get me wrong. There's probably pretty much nothing wrong with this game. But after a while, I was kind of craving new ideas. Like, I've done this before, you know?
Well, the combos get repetitive. But yeah. What you got to do is play co-op in the arena. I really enjoyed that for a little while.
And then, did you ever play the gladiatorial mode?
Yeah, that's the arena, right? Where you go in the gladiator.
I thought
and
it was PvP. No?
There might be a PvP mode, but there's a co-op mode. That's the one that I played, where you and a buddy, and you got to fight off like hordes, and you know, make your way through like the level. And it's really cool how they like kind of. It's like the traditional Colosseum where they will bring out some crazy shit. You fight that off, then they bring out like a set piece for something else, and now that's your area to fight in. So I really like that.
This is a good game, and maybe even a great game, but. Just not for me at that time, I think.
You were just getting bored of it?
No, I saw what it's doing. I was like, I saw everything that it was, and I was like, the story's not worth me playing another X amount of hours.
Yeah.
That's all.
Cool. But
so,
it's still even, like, this game came out on Xbox One launch, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was like the big title.
Yeah, Rise, the title is so familiar, but I just can't pull up exactly.
Yeah, it came out 2013.
It's that old?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
2012? Well, 2013? What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 2013.
Great voice acting, great graphics, cool story.
Bobby always points to Rise as talking about one of those top-tier graphical games.
Yeah. Anytime I get like new equipment, I always run that game because I can't think of anything that... It doesn't even really tax your system that much, but it looks great.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think Warframe buries it. But that's personal preference, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby, it's easier to do aliens and weird shit like that than to do people, though.
Rise is single player, though, or is it multiplayer?
Well, that's what he's saying. Like,
there's a co-op mode.
And then I think there's a competitive mode also, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the single-player campaign... Pledge. Yeah, the single-player campaign is like 6 or 8 hours. It's not long. Yeah.
How has there not been a really good standout multiplayer gladiator game where you work on your guy and you build up like stats and you get a new weapon?
Well, that is how the co-op mode is. Like, you unlock things, you get stronger and stronger. You pick like different gods you want to pray to, and that gives you certain abilities.
Was this Rise where you have like a map at the top that you move along, or is that a different game?
I think that's a different game.
There's some game that is very similar to that. Well, I can't remember it. Anyways, right. More questions than answers. That's our podcast right here.
Chi, what do you got for us?
Well, before we get to the listeners' questions, I would love to have a podcaster's question and put it in there, since you guys couldn't help me with the original challenge question I had.
Okay.
Since MMOs seem to be the topic tonight, and you know, when we come together every week, we're catching up on the real life, and we try to keep the PC talk for the podcast. One of the questions I was asking was, hey, what type of MMO class are you? Not based on what you feel you are like, but your human version of yourself, what you actually do with most of your time, and your personality integrated into that. What MMO class would you be if you took the real-life version of yourself and
we're doing
turned
fantasy,
yourself into
right?
fantasy? Yes.
Fantasy. So
should we answer for each other?
Well,
yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll just go clockwise, starting with Bobby,
and then we'll go off of that.
Clockwise, starting with
Bobby. What do you think you would be?
What would Chad be?
No. Let's start with Bobby. All three of us will give our opinion on Bobby.
Well, Bobby, what class would you be?
How about we each say what we think would be, and then you guys can agree or disagree.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. I don't know what I would be. I guess a warlock. I kind of feel like a warlock is kind of like that guy who doesn't get out too much. You know, he's a little weird. Like, you know, he's not as cool as a wizard, but, you know, he's still kind of cool. But
so definitely like a dark elf then.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Okay. I don't know. Which is funny because I never play Warlocks in WoW.
I was thinking Mage myself, but I could see Warlock.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking Mage.
I feel like Mage is a little more clean cut, a little more like the good guy.
Well, that's kind of you. I hate to tell you. Okay. Look in the mirror. Yeah,
I think you got the bad guy thing going on, but
I don't know. I'm not saying I'm a bad boy. Some I'm just like, that dude's a little weird or a little creepy.
I was thinking like Blood Elf or Wood Elf Mage is kind of what I was thinking.
Oh, sure, for Bobby?
Wood Elf Mage, yeah.
I could see that, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
all right,
I totally see that.
You're next.
For me?
No.
Save me for last. I don't know. I don't...
What?
But, me going next? Okay, it's my question.
Oh, no, that's fine. Chad, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh.
I would personally... when we talked
like
about
to
this
think
earlier...
Of yourself.
I gave myself a human warrior because it was the most just vanilla. Like, work is vanilla... You know, like, I'm just kind of, I'm like, California white guy, you know, like, that's just what I...
Job's done,
yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
You guys agree with that?
Yeah. I'm on board with that.
You're supposed to disagree. I'm a fucking conjurer, something cool.
Yeah, I could definitely see you leaning a little bit over on the paladin side, too, being a support, like, some element of support on top of that
I'll take paladin.
Because sometimes when I think of warriors, I almost think of guys that like to have their egos boosted as well.
Okay,
a desirable, you know, thing like, oh, you guys can't do anything without me. I have to kind of guide the whole group. I could see that too.
I was thinking maybe I like paladin. Maybe a priest with a mace because you're pretty altruistic.
Okay.
So.
All right. Fair enough. All right. What do you?
No, he's got so much muscles though. He has to be some type of warrior.
One or two. All right, next up.
God damn, it's hard to talk when you're trying to keep down the vomit from Chad's comment.
We actually locked it down on Emilio's.
Yeah, I think I'm a shopkeeper.
No. You're definitely an engineer, and you're definitely a goblin engineer.
Okay, goblin.
You're one of those guys that blew up three grenades in their face, but the fourth
one. But I got this one.
Yeah.
When this thing works, it's good. We're not even going to worry about the enemy.
I mean, that's the answer. You're a goblin engineer.
Yeah. Where one in four works, but that fourth one goes out with a bang.
Correct. That one killed the whole other team.
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, it would be a tough challenge. Like, the MMO classes I always play are DPS. And
that's not the question, Chi. What do you do in your daily life?
Me in a daily life, who I am, I originally threw down Alchemist. Or a bard, essentially, because I'm a bar maiden. So a bard, someone that entertain, like, you know, is there to cheer up the group. I'm kind of like the morale booster.
Yeah, sure.
So, and I'm always,
That's why we keep you around on the podcast.
Yeah, the group bard. So.
wait, but you also have to say your race because we've got a dark elf or blood elf over here.
Human.
Mm-hmm. Obviously human. We got a goblin.
A goblin.
Ooh, she's Asian, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah. So what would I be? I would be like a...
Pandarian?
Panda.
Pandaren, yeah. Wow, racist.
Panda barn.
Pandaren barn.
I mean, I thought that's where you guys were going with it.
I didn't think that, but now that you said that, that makes sense.
Okay, that works. We got our group together.
All right.
That's a fucked up group.
We have a listener question this week, and the only reason we have one is because he said, hey, you fucked hard to never have listener questions, so let me give you one.
It's true. As you had already answered it.
And Bobby said, and the question is Bobby rich? He seems like he's balling out, buying all mad games and equipment all the time. I answered, I won't say what I said. And then he said, hey, get your shit together. I gave you some fodder and you blew your wad in the first 3 seconds or something like that. So,
Wait.
Bobby, you answer, I guess.
No. The listener question is Bobby rich? I think the three of us should answer for Bobby.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do I seem rich?
Well, we're sitting in Bobby's pad right now.
His penthouse suite.
Talking on Bobby's equipment.
Yes.
Yeah.
While watching Bobby's big screen, flat screen, where we're looking at the show notes. So is Bobby rich? Chi?
I would say Bobby is very passionate for certain things, but when I think of a teacher, I don't think rich.
Yeah.
Right. So I would say, no, Bobby isn't rich. He's just very smart his money.
I'll give you the secret to success, and that's not having kids.
That's true.
That will save you a lot of money. It's a little late for some people out there, I know, but, you know, you make do with what you
have. I don't think it's not just kids. I feel like, you know, if you start out poor, it's harder to get rich.
What I don't know is Bobby's got a girlfriend. One, I've never seen her. And two,
what's her name? Let's call her.
I don't know her name.
We shouldn't say. I don't think.
but she could be listening right now.
But two is he seems to spend more money on games than I do. Like how does that work with a girlfriend?
Okay, here's the real tip. Kids okay. thing aside, it's all what you decide to spend your money on. Like I spend my money on things that have the outward appearance of richness, but
not socks, apparently.
Yeah, not socks. If you were to see other sides of my life, like
your fridge, which yeah. has frozen throw up and ice.
Great example. If you were to look at my fridge, that's a poor man's fridge.
There's no food.
If you were to look at my wardrobe, not that impressive.
Sam, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go look at what's in the freezer.
She already inquired about it. Apparently, that's the first thing people open the freezer more than I do. That thing hasn't been opened since the last time you guys were over here. I don't know what everyone's obsession with my fridge
is. It's the vomit.
In there.
It's the vomit.
Is that actual vomit?
I'm so confused.
Is it actual vomit?
No, it's grease from when I cook beef.
Oh. Yeah,
18 years ago.
All you have to do is save a pickle jar for that.
That's what I told him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a pickle jar.
All right. The conclusion is Bobby's not rich. He just likes to spend a large majority of his money on games.
Basically, he knows how to appear rich.
Yeah.
I don't even think.
I'm nerd rich, basically. Yeah. I spend all my money on nerdy things, but I don't. There's a lot of things that I just don't buy that
clothes.
A lot of people do.
Like his clothes have been gifted. They say welfare. Oh wait, is
that's
that true?
Not true.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm totally
because he rocks Jinx gear every time I see him.
I got a lot of Jinx gear.
Weren't you a Jinx model?
Was I? No.
That
did
one
I date
time.
One? Yes.
Oh, you another dated one. Okay. That's...
Yeah, very briefly. But Jinx is actually located very close to San Diego, which is actually pretty cool. I never realized that about them. But I've been buying shit off there for 10 years. And some of the shirts that you see are 10 years old. As a matter of fact, Lab Monkey, if you're listening, I left my Jinx hat out there. Go ahead and hang on to it.
Back.
You're welcome.
That's a classic. No, that hat has some history to it. I've had that hat for so long, and it's been my go-to Jinx hat.
Hey, too. Busted to you, but he already threw that shit away, dude.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a piece of DL Gaming history there.
No way. He has
it's a magical hat. There's something
pillow.
About that
he has that underneath his pillow.
Yeah.
Speaking of DL Gaming history, I made my Warframe. I painted it DL Gaming colors.
Oh, my God. It looked like literal puke on the screen.
It was the worst thing that's ever been made. It's good for logos, terrible for Warframes.
He looked like a 6-foot-tall leprechaun shooting a bow.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
All right, so esports, Bobby or Chad, this is you.
Okay, so I've been watching a lot of Heroes of the Storm VODs because...
Trying to get better?
No, well, yes, but Dota 2 and League of Legends is kind of in a down period, so kind of went to my third one. But what I thought was interesting is I watched some U.S. competitions, and one of the teams is called Goldan's Game, which is a funny name if you take a look at it.
I didn't understand that for the longest time. Maybe you should explain what
Bobby,
Dan's
I got
game
a quick
is.
Question. Is HOTS more of an American game?
Yes.
Yeah, but we are not the... We're definitely not the best at it.
Wow.
we're pretty
well,
bad
that goes
right
down to my second point, is HOTS soccer? And the reason I ask is, you know, soccer is kind of like... the world sport,
but not
but US is fifth or sixth on the list.
But yeah, but it would be more like if everybody
around.
Was really good at soccer, but America was really into watching it.
Yeah,
I think HOTS has the most American viewers, but the worst American players.
I guess what I'm saying is, if somebody is good at MOBAs, HOTS is kind of third on their list, right? Like, if you're good at MOBAs, you'd want to play Dota 2 or League of Legends, and then...
Especially if you're trying to do it professionally.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even look at HOTS, I don't think.
Well, if you're trying to make the most money, I suppose. I mean, you can make good money if you're, the top-performing team, but, yeah, you definitely make more money, but it is arguably more work for the other MOBAs.
Here's a question.
Oh, for sure.
Here's a question. There's the 16th best team in the world in Dota 2 make more than the
16th place was 100,000 for the international.
More than like the third place team in HOTS.
What?
Yeah, probably. Because first place for the regionals is usually around there, 100,000, maybe 200K. BlizzCon prize pool is $1 million. I think first place is getting 500,000. So, I mean, there's a good amount of money to be made in it, but I don't know. When it comes to esports, I don't think a lot of people are playing solely for the money, though.
So, anyways, to get back to Gul'dan's game, cool name.
What's that mean?
So, in Twitch...
Gul'dan.
In Twitch, there is a emoticon for Dan's game, and it gives... You know how in Twitch where you type in type in words and it pops up the emoticon?
Mm-hmm.
So if you type in Dan's game, it pops up a face.
Yeah.
And Gul'dan is obviously for Warcraft, so they've kind of combined the two.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wish I didn't ask.
Anyways, they have a they have a player on Gul'dan's game named Faye, and it's actually a female. It's Kayla. And this is the first time I think I've seen a professional female gamer in a...
Okay, you know she's transgender, though, right?
What? Whoa.
I did not know that.
Okay.
But either way, like...
Yeah, no, there are two transgender guys that identify as girls in HOTS, and which is also rare to me because I've never seen that in any other games as well, both Kayla and Oddish.
Okay, so... Do you guys think that's cool? Like, I'm just surprised. Like, there isn't more.
There is one. I don't know much about other esports, but I know in Korea there was one female player. She was actually the girlfriend of the team captain, who played fairly successfully on a team in their Super League or their Power League, whatever. They do seasonal stuff over there, like league
Born
instead
female?
Of the tournaments. Mm-hmm. Yeah, real deal female, and she actually did really well. But yeah, you don't see that often at all.
And I'm just surprised because it has nothing to do with speed, strength, size, anything. It's literally hand-eye coordination. And it's a known fact that women have more multitasking ability than
men. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Which apply directly to MOBAs.
But conversely, men can focus on one thing better.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, these are like known stats.
So, general speaking, women can focus on more things simultaneously than men. Conversely, men can focus on one thing deeper than women can, right?
Which is why Chad can't ever get a sentence out. Because he's thinking so deeply.
So deeply.
He can't focus on the talking. It's just
the question I have is, why don't you see more women in esports? Because...
They have their own leagues. There are plenty of pro leagues with all women.
When you take
league of their own,
when you take speed, size, strength, everything else out, all the physical attributes out,
you can. Why? This is a huge can of worms.
It really is.
I'm just going to say,
you open up that question of like, why aren't there predominantly more females and playing video games online? Yeah. You know
that. Well, that's true.
Everybody out there that's listening to this that might have an opposing view, just think about this. Do you get along with the opposite sex as easily as you think you should be able to? No, it's like it's always been a struggle. Like it's so hard to get along with the opposite sex because their brains are so much different. Some are better at some things and some are better at other things. I like to kill tigers. Some people like to pick berries.
That's me. I'm a berry picker.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I was joking on that last part, but... So, and then those traits are better for video games. These video games are built by men for men. Let's not take that out.
It's true.
And so men are better at playing it.
No, men aren't better at playing them.
It's
just these women and their tiny brains.
You
they
have
just
to
can't
understand.
Handle these.
That's not even close.
Wait. Emilio, the small percentage of women that play video games, the probability of them actually making it into the higher ranks.
I think that's the thing.
That's basically it. The majority
because
of men and the time and the investment that are being put into becoming professional, there is a very small existing population in the female that it's not that females can't be as good as men at these video games. It's just that it's a smaller percentage of women that are actually that might be pursuing the length of professionalism that the men are.
So why aren't girls playing more video games?
It's because they care about a lot of other things beyond video games.
Because of culture.
And not only that, the culture, the women's culture, generally video games don't fall underneath that category.
What I was saying is that I believe women actually have an advantage to playing video games. Like, I think their brains are better designed to be playing these competitive MOBA games.
I don't know. I've played with a lot of girls. They suck. I have not played with a single female gamer outside of Counter-Strike that I've known in real life. No female that I've known in real life and played video games has been better than me. And
she's a unicorn. She's better than me.
The females that I have played with that are better than me, they're very rare, once in a blue moon, and only through the gaming community itself.
Therein lies, there's the caveat to my, yes, I said maybe an extreme statement, but she's better than me at video games. There are these people that, it doesn't always fit, but for the vast majority of it, honestly think that men's brains are better adapted for playing video games than females. That's me.
I think men's brains.
I disagree.
I think it's more of an addictive thing. Men might be more drawn to the competitive nature.
Men are risk reward.
Either way, it doesn't matter what the reason is.
We're designed to want to have to kill things. Yeah. And that's exactly what video
react
games
react to means. Movement, yeah, like exactly. All kinds of.
No, but like a MOBA, you told me this. You have said, hey, there's a dude right over there on the right side of your screen.
Yeah.
But I can't see it. Why?
Because you're focused.
Because I'm focused in. A girl would probably see that. I think girls' brains are designed for video games more than men are. And if there were the same amount of women playing as men, I think we would see a larger percentage of them than men.
You might be right.
I don't know. I feel like women also, now referring back to Counter-Strike and playing with a lot
maybe
of females.
Maybe first-person shooters are different than MOBAs.
I think MOBAs, I feel like women also are very catty, and they let their personalities and emotions get involved with gameplay as well.
That's you saying it, not me.
No, it's true. It's so true. I am, too. Yeah. And
gee, that's a huge point.
And an amount of effort.
Okay, but when... If the physical,
I can't get five girls to show up for a dinner party, let alone
if the physical is out. I am just surprised.
Isn't mental also physical?
If you take the size, the strength,
I don't think we're cracking this case.
No, we're not. It's a good discussion, but we don't have the time.
I'm just surprised that there's not more women in competitive.
There's a reason for it, dude.
Okay. Anyways, we're moving on.
All right, so moving on to some news.
Yes.
Our female listeners, which are none, because they don't play video games.
They might even get mad at me for some of the comments that I made. Yeah.
The three that we had.
Yeah, they all left. Yeah. And they're all mad at Emilio.
What's new?
Me too.
Deus Ex, bad launch?
Yes.
Did it have a bad launch?
No, Chad, you had another story for ESPN.
I know, but we're going to skip that. Okay. We're going straight into the news.
Do you know why I think they had a bad launch? It's because no one could fucking tell that it's a new game. It looks just like the old game.
How about every game ever comes out with a bad launch now? Every AAA title has a bad launch.
That's not true.
Name the last great...
No Man's Sky, 58%. Okay.
Well, because it offers something new and unique, I feel like sequels are kind of dying. Mm-hmm. This is the day and age where sequels.
Bobby,
are
can you get up the Deus Ex Steam? I think
like
it
even
was
Elder Scrolls.
No, guys,
Scrolls couldn't hold itself up.
Triple A title, clean launch. Anybody
with a big name like that?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Well, what was the last?
And
there hasn't been a lot of triple A's right now
what lives up to the hype these days? Like what?
XCOM 2 is the last one I can think of.
Oh, XCOM 2 is great. I'm waiting
for
Left
4
Dead 3.
So Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, was in around 50% positive on Steam, which in I think all of our minds means that's not a good launch, right?
Well,
that's not good.
Can I? So shouldn't they
in the back?
Should they not? Maybe they should hold off. Maybe a week before you can vote up or down vote.
this is not something that was fixed in a week. There was two main issues that they had on the Steam launch. One, they were having graphical and hardware issues, which happens. But two, one of the big complaints that people were having was microtransactions in a first-person game. And I will argue with every person that downvoted that microtransactions in a single-player game is not necessarily a bad thing. Now, people want to say, why not just make it all free? It's a single-player game. Make it all free. And my counter-argument is, you paid $60. Do you think it's a $60 game? Yes. Would you pay more to get even more than that $60 games? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Judge it for the game itself, and then take microtransactions into it.
LabMonkey said that he played it for, did he say 6 hours?
What is this, the LabMonkey podcast?
Well, we talked to him for a long time, man.
Jesus.
So anyway, he played
Shout
it
out
between
to LabMonkey.
Three and six.
Hi, LabMonkey.
He played it between 3 to 6 hours. He said he doesn't even know where to spend money.
That's true.
Like,
he did say
it. It wasn't in your face. He never saw it. You would have to actively and look for it.
What's the percentage, Bobby, on that mixed, will you? So 5,000 reviews, and of the reviews, 64% gave it positive.
A huge patch came out, or is coming out tomorrow, I believe, that's going to fix the egregious issues. That's what I read today on the news forum, so...
Hardware issues, fine. Give it a negative. I understand that. But if it's microtransactions, take it as an independent thing. Because this is how I look at it. If you liked Lord of the Rings and you get the collector's edition for $10 more that has another hour of movie, are you mad about the two-hour movie that you saw? No. You're happy you spent the extra $10 to see 3 hours because you were already happy with the two-hour movie. You know what I mean? Like, take the game for itself and then take the microtransactions on top of it.
It's also depending on how they present this. Because if a company does say, hey, chop off the last 20% and we'll charge them for it, that's different than
true.
Let's trickle in.
This is almost in the real-world sense. I feel like if you're going out for a product, like, for instance, if you're going to go buy a bed... One store has it and another store has it. One store, there's no salesperson, and the other store, there's the salesperson. And if the salesperson is just pushing you and you have that, you could tell that they have this like underlying greed. You don't want to buy that product from them, even though you're already set on that product. You would rather just not deal with that and buy it on your own than deal with a bad salesperson where, you know, the intention was to get more money from you. Maybe it's the way the microtransactions came to the gamer, basically just looking like it's making it feel like it's a money grab and not really appreciating, you know, the gamer originally.
Yeah, and I agree. But like,
I don't know if I would call this a bad launch though. I'm looking at the numbers here and it's saying that estimated owners are 175 to 197,000 people, and that's just on Steam alone, the people that have bought this game.
I was talking about a bad launch just purely from a review standpoint. Mm-hmm. The Metacritic user score is a 59 for the user score, and the regular Metacritic is an 82. So obviously the people are thinking of it as worse than the reviewers.
You know, but I don't know. I'm noticing a trend with these games. It's the same deal with movies. Like, you got these movies come out, they get panned by critics, and even the audience don't like them, but they make millions and millions of dollars. And that's really what sends the message. You know, that's really what decides what we're going to get in the future. The fact that this game sold so much doesn't really matter if people don't like the DLC. I mean, you talk with your wallet, you know?
Nope.
And what we are
so
telling,
if you don't buy the DLCs, maybe there won't be DLCs in the future?
No, or the game
there
itself.
There will always be DLCs. Yeah. Like, as much as we complain, there's more people buying them than it is. They know the figures. They know they'll make DLC, they'll make money off of it. So, all right, cool. What's next, Bobby, on our
next up,
questions?
MVP system being added to Overwatch, also direct streaming from Battle.net launcher.
There's three separate things happening here, so let's take the first one.
These MVP, are all Overwatch related,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's why I wrote it out weird. Okay. MVP, I don't know. What is that, Chad?
So basically, Overwatch is Heroes of the Storm is going to be adding the MVP system similar to Overwatch. Now, it hasn't been implemented yet, but Bobby, as a serious Heroes of the Storm participant, what do you feel about, and you've also played Overwatch, so picture the Overwatch MVP system, and we all know what we're talking about, right? Everybody at the end of the match gets to vote on one person who they view as the MVP. Yeah.
But I don't think we're being clear here. They're adding the MVP system to HOTS.
Yeah,
similar to the one that they add that they already have in Overwatch.
Bobby, being the professional that you are at HOTS, is this a welcome thing?
Yeah, what do you feel?
I don't know. There's mixed reviews from the crowd, and I'm not even sure how I feel about it. On one hand, it's kind of cool that you get to... I don't even know if you vote for the MVP, if that's how it works, but they also have other things that people will get, other awards. It'll say, like, most coins turned in on Black Hearts Bay. Like, if you focused on the objectives and did your part in there, then you'll get recognized for that.
Well, in Overwatch, you're only nominated if you did so much to get nominated.
And it tells you why you're nominated.
Yeah. So out of 12 people... Four are nominated. Yeah. In HOTS, it would be 10?
Yeah.
Maybe it would be 10 and 3.
From everything that I've read, it's not allowing people to vote on who the MVP is. It decides who the MVP is. And I have no idea how it does that and how accurate it's going to be. And this really gets into a dangerous area of how do you contribute to the game and how do you measure that contribution? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always the difficult thing.
But that's kind of the MVP of stats, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's kind of the fun part of Overwatch is the voting system. It puts four people. So a third of the people get put it up there. And then it's people's opinion on what was more important.
Oh, by the way, 5 gold medals again today. Yes,
nobody cares.
Red Hot?
Didn't get a single vote. I voted for myself. 5 gold medals. Anyway,
probably because you were Bastion or something.
It's a popularity vote too.
It's always Roadhog. He's the only one who can do it. But anyway,
people always vote for the healers.
Yeah,
The other thing was
because they're important to the fucking game.
The other thing was what is it? The monkey, Harambe.
Uh-huh.
With Winston. Now he creates chaos, but there's no way to calculate chaos creating.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Unfortunately for him. And I think that's why he's very valuable to a team. Chaos is very valuable, but I think that's why he's one of the least placed.
You are speaking to the choir.
Yeah.
My dick's out right now for Harambe. All right.
But that doesn't cause chaos.
Unrelated to Winston. So what else is going on? These other ones are also related to Overwatch,
Now you're going to start being able to stream Overwatch directly from Battle.net.
Not just Overwatch, though. Any Blizzard game.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Blizzard game from the launcher, you can stream that game, but only to Facebook, which, I don't know, kind of kills it for me.
I don't think a majority of my Facebook friends would be interested in me watching...
Seriously.
I'm playing Overwatch.
Hey, Mom, check out this video.
Exactly.
Sick video of me playing Hearthstone.
I don't touch Facebook anymore, but I almost have 1,000 friends on Facebook. And I don't even advertise anything that I'm doing, podcasts and or Twitch related, on Facebook because I don't... Already we're getting fed with so many different advertisements. I don't want to do that to those people that I actually know and whose lives I have touched. You know, some of them, you know, maybe out of the 1,000, maybe 5 could be added.
You've touched 1,000
lives?
All those are fake friends. No, but I think with that, it's cool. I might try it out just to see. But for me, I never really cross-integrated Twitch with Facebook.
So is this Facebook Live that we're talking about?
Yeah, and I think this is the way you should be looking at this. Blizzard took one look at Twitch and said, wow, we're producing, I'm throwing a number out here, 20% of their content. Why aren't we reaping the benefits from this content as opposed to Twitch? You know?
They could probably start...
Hearthstone is the number one for sure card game. And like, mm-hmm.
They could probably create their own site.
Or why don't
they do something like Steam did and integrate that right into the launcher?
Yeah,
that would be cool. It's like, hey, so and so is playing a game. Let me just check in on him and see what he's doing.
Oh, right,
that would be kind of cool. But I don't know how they monetize.
Bandwidth, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it takes to do that.
All right, what else is going on with Overwatch?
What's and the last one was, there's an ARG going on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's an augmented reality game. Do you know what that means?
VR then or no?
No, it's when something's going on online, but you're interacting with real things in the real world. Kind of like Pokemon Go in a way. But there's going to be physical things. Go to this thing and dig this hole. Yeah, like that extreme. But it's kind of like a Easter egg hunt, or what is that called?
Yeah.
Yeah, an Easter egg hunt where like you have this list and the whole internet's working together to try and find where these things
are. Scavenger hunt.
A scavenger hunt. That's what I was looking for. And the whole internet's working together to bust these codes down.
So what started this off?
I don't know, man. There was a geocaching was the first thing. And that was before video games.
It was something. So in the trailer that was coming out.
For a movie?
No, for Overwatch.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, this one.
I thought you meant ARGs in general.
What the hell?
I don't know.
How much have you been drinking?
A lot.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Okay. So for this particular one, there was some sort of trailer that had something that pointed out Morse code to some website. There was a heartbeat that did... Yeah, anyways, something's going on. They're about to reveal their next character, I believe. And people are thinking it might be Sombra that they're finally going to release.
You have more info than I do. I didn't read into what the whole thing was.
That was it. That was all my info.
No, that's more than I do because...
Wow.
So for Binding of Isaac, there was one that culminated. Like, you have to be on this Brunnen bridge and read this one thing that was scribed into the bridge. And somebody went somewhere and dug up a statue. And the statue of the lost is what announced the new character that was in Binding of Isaac. Mm-hmm. And so... I thought that's what they were doing here, but I didn't read any of how far along they are on the steps. So I was thinking that maybe they're announcing the movie we were talking about last week.
We don't know. They haven't gotten to the end.
Something big's happened because they don't do ARGs for one character.
Yeah. This is all going back to viral advertising. By the way, Milo doesn't get harder unless it's ARG. Like,
yeah, it's so awesome. I think
Sam whispers ARG into his ear.
She don't even know what it means.
Mid coitus.
ARG. ARG.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's Spanish. A-R-E-G-A. A-R-E-G-A.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to the next one.
Next one, Bioshock Collection, which is Bioshock 1, 2, and 3 are remastered for 1080p.
I saw some video of this. Actually, Bioshock 1. It looks gorgeous.
What about the controls, though? They upped the controls, it's all redone.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
If you've never played this, this is the time.
I've played the ports for one and two, and I wasn't really happy.
It's Bioshock 2 and Bioshock Infinite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I believe Infinite was already for 1080. I don't know what they did for that one. But
4K, maybe.
This is the time. This is the time. If you never played it, this is the time for sure.
We have a DLG plays for Bioshock 1. So if you want to play that and then listen to our review of it.
It's called the...
Spoiler alerts. We like
DL Game Club is what it's called, not the DL Game
Club. There's a month something, right?
Justin Brolin, which is the creator of...
Dead Space, that's what you want to hear.
Rick and Morty.
Justin Roiland.
Roiland.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what he said. The B's silent.
Wow.
So
I was playing too much bro.
It's R-O-I.
I was playing too much Bro Force, I think.
you spell it Broland, but the B's silent, so it's pronounced Roland.
Gotcha. And a former Epic Games executive are making a VR studio. And Bobby, do you want to give us the name on that?
Squanchtendo.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm squanching over here.
Yeah.
Don't squanch too much, man. I don't want to ruin it.
I can't say it in that high-pitched tone like he does, too. I'm squanching over here.
It's pretty good.
If you watch Rick and Morty, you know the deal.
Did you and your girl watch Rick and Morty?
Oh, yeah, like 3 times.
So, nice. Does she enjoy it as well?
Yeah, dude. Everyone who watches that show, no one ever watches Rick and Morty. It's like, it's the best cartoon out. Yeah, it is. It's the it's the best animation there is right now to watch. And it's like being leaked in such a slow way. It's like one season, and then a year later, another season. There's not a whole lot to watch.
So I kind of got to bring it up. Sam wears canvas shoes with no socks constantly. She comes home and she takes off her canvas, maybe hemp shoes.
Okay.
And her feet are squanchy. That's all I got to say.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Like I have to stop playing. I have to pause my game
of all the things,
and address her squanchy shoes.
Of all the things that are squanchy on your girlfriend, I think feet, I would take feet over lots of other things.
I'm like losing myself over the word squanch, but I kind of understand.
Have you ever seen this show?
It's the opposite of shrimp.
You and Max need to watch these shows.
Stranger Things is next on my list. But
wow.
I would say this is
I don't know. What do you do with your time? You're not video gaming. You're not watching Rick
don't
and Morty.
Keep your beaker prominent.
You're not watching.
You're not playing video games. You're not watching Rick and Morty. Jeez. What the fuck are you doing?
You are wasting your life, not wasting your life.
How much sex are you having, Gene?
Jesus Christ.
Why do you think I always have a smile on my face? Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Let's move
Remember
on.
Remember last week about it, the pinky smell?
So the PS now, so this is really, well, I don't know. I think you've pretty much said it.
Okay. What are we talking about?
So PS now is a thing. And Chad said, why is that a thing?
No, I said, how is this related to PC gaming?
Well, it's now live on, or it's going to be live on PC. They're bringing select titles over to PC.
Hmm.
So maybe I shouldn't have watched this shitty 6.5-hour movie of The Last of Us. If they were going to, and that's the screenshot.
I already told you you shouldn't have done that.
It doesn't matter.
I yelled at you 8,000 times.
Bobby, off the top of your head, are there any games that maybe one game you're like, oh, that's cool?
I don't know because you got to, I mean, they talked about it on the PC Gamer podcast, and the guy did say there's a little bit of input lag. And I mean, sure, there's a couple of games, Shadow of the Colossus, maybe The Last of Us, maybe Uncharted. An Uncharted game. But that's about it.
Uncharted. I can see myself playing through the Uncharted series if I didn't have a job, but yeah.
So this is, this is a streaming service, like Gaikai or whatever. So
as long as the inputs are good.
Yeah.
And you have a good internet connection.
And it's not egregious in price.
Gee.
Games?
I think they said $20 a month.
Well, I feel
for
like a lot of
Smash Bandicoot.
You can do whatever you want.
Crash Bandicoot.
No, the RPG fanatics, you know, people who enjoy
the Final Fantasy
and the JRPGs.
Yeah.
I recommend Rogue Galaxy. Because it's awesome.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple different RPGs that I can't think of off the top of my head. Valkyrie Chronicles?
That's another
Chronicles?
One.
That's already on.
Wild Arms.
It is already on.
I love Wild Arms.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy Wild Arms.
Wild Arms was one of my first RPGs I've ever played. That's a good one.
Cool. And let's wrap this bitch up. Next week, Chad and I are going to play some Duelist.
Clown Lotion recommended this on our...
Well, we have already covered it, but they had their official release, and Clown Lotion wanted to know what it's like now that it has its full release.
If you're interested in hearing us talk about a specific game that you want to hear us talk about, you can always put it on our What Would You Like Us to Play thread on our Steam group, and we will promptly ignore it, probably. But in this particular
case, we will get around to it.
In this particular case, we do want to play Duelist. Clown Lotion asked us if we could play it and give our review. I meant to do it this week, but work kicked me in the booty this week, so I did not have any extra time. Mm-hmm. So,
and also the Elder Scrolls game is out there.
Enderal? This one?
No, not that one.
Elder Scrolls
TCG.
Yeah. Which I played a
Legends.
Little. Legends. Which I played a little, actually.
Oh, you did?
At E3.
Well, let's play some more because the beta's out, and we'll compare the two.
Is it an open beta?
It's an open beta, I believe.
Okay.
And we'll compare the two.
I wasn't thrilled. So,
I mean, how much time did you get with it, really?
Don't expect miracles, is all I'm saying.
And guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you finish?
Yep, we did.
And before we end it with, the acclaimed, you know what, I want us to dedicate it, because when this drops, it will be Tuesday, which is officially Amelia's girlfriend Sam's birthday. Happy birthday, Sam. Oh, yeah. Can we all sing her happy birthday? Because
I just lit a sparkler.
Because it's going to be officially launched on Tuesday, which today, essentially when you guys are hearing this, is her birthday.
She's 22. So congratulations.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Yeah.
Police Cup Leon.
She said fucking Chad if you didn't hear that.
21.
Yeah, that's my bad. Your
21st birthday. Woo.
So I'm going to wrap this bitch up. And the on-the-spot question is, Bobby, when was the last time you cried with water coming out of your eyes?
1993.
I need a real answer. And why?
1993, Lion King.
Okay. Oh, snap. I will accept that.
Move
on. Is that on? Are you being true?
I might be. Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah.
The first time you watch it?
Oh, yeah, movie theater. Heart was going.
There's something with movies where the more I watch them, the more involved. I cried at Braveheart the third time I watched it, which is weird.
I think if you are in a movie theater, I saw a movie called Room, came out not too long ago, and I did not know what this movie was about. And people were fucking bawling in the theater. Like, I was literally, like, at a funeral. Like, it was, like, that kind of atmosphere where everyone around you is just so sad. Because it's depressing.
Why do people want to do this?
Watch the movie. Well, do you know what the movie's about?
I don't want to be sad.
Chad doesn't
I didn't know what
be
I was walking into. Someone told me, hey, dude, this movie's really good.
Any feeling, whether, you know, good or bad or good.
I don't understand. Why do people want to feel sad? Why do people want to feel scared?
Feels,
it makes no sense.
Because you don't feel it in your everyday life, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, correct. Our whole existence is to not feel sad or
scared. We're opening up a can of worms here. Okay.
Another can of worms, right?
We'll continue this next week. Give us the titties.
Well, okay.
No. Miller, I want you to take your shirt off. I want to see the titties.
What? So
until next week.
And again,
we got Bobby, Chad, Chi,
sayonara.
Sam in the background, and myself. Everybody knows that titties aren't as good as video games. Titties.